Welcome. Today, we're discussing a fascinating comparison of AI coding capabilities, specifically Gemini 2.5 Pro, both the older preview and newer version, against Claude 4 Opus. Let's dive into this coding showdown.
Sounds exciting. So, this comparison uses a series of coding challenges to evaluate these models. What was the first task they tackled?
The first challenge was coding a dragon using HTML, CSS, and JavaScript, all in a single code block. The older Gemini produced a recognizable dragon, even with some imperfections. The new Gemini's dragon was visually appealing, but anatomically questionable with disconnected limbs. However, it did have a fire-breathing button. Claude 4 Opus, as expected, excelled with a visually impressive, interactive dragon, complete with smoke and cursor reactive eyes. Overall, Claude 4 Opus took the lead in round one.
A fire-breathing dragon? Impressive. So round one goes to Claude 4. What was the next coding challenge?
Next up, building a Super Mario game, again with no external assets and a single code block. The older Gemini delivered a basic but functional game. The new Gemini stepped it up with improved visuals and sound, even if the controls were a bit sticky. Claude 4 Opus, unsurprisingly, delivered a polished, multi-level experience with rich detail. Claude 4 Opus won this round, but the new Gemini showed marked improvement over its predecessor.
So Claude 4 Opus continues to impress, but the new Gemini is holding its own. What other coding tests did they face?
They moved on to creating falling letters with realistic physics using JavaScript animation. The older Gemini stumbled here, with no letters appearing. The new Gemini, while visually appealing, also failed to generate letters. Claude 4 Opus triumphed again, creating an animation with bouncing, tumbling letters and a live counter. It's interesting how the new Gemini seems to prioritize aesthetics, even if functionality is lacking.
A recurring theme, it seems. So any back-end coding challenges?
Absolutely. They were tasked with creating a Python program simulating a hollow circle with two balls inside, generating two new balls whenever one exited. Older Gemini produced a functioning circle, albeit with two openings instead of one. Newer Gemini completely failed, while Claude 4 Opus created a visually impressive simulation, though the opening wasn't actually open. Another win for Claude 4 Opus in the back-end realm.
So back-end coding seems more challenging for the Gemini models. What about other graphical simulations?
They tackled simulating Earth's rotation in Python. This time, the new Gemini shone, producing a rotating Earth with visible landmasses, significantly outperforming the older version, which struggled with performance. Claude 4 Opus, surprisingly, failed entirely. A big win for the new Gemini here.
A turnaround for the new Gemini. Anything else?
A few more challenges remained, including developing a pinball game and a Pac-Man game in Python, both without external assets. Both Gemini versions struggled with the pinball game, though the newer one had a more playable, albeit buggy version. Claude 4 Opus's version was visually impressive, but lacked functional controls. In the Pac-Man challenge, the older Gemini performed best, with a partially functional game, while the newer Gemini and Claude 4 Opus both faltered. Finally, they created a solar system website with scroll animation. The older Gemini excelled here, followed by Claude 4 Opus. The new Gemini unfortunately produced a slideshow-like experience without proper images.
It sounds like a real mixed bag of results. So, what's the final verdict?
Claude 4 Opus scored 4 wins, while both older and newer Gemini versions tied with 2 wins each. Claude 4 Opus consistently excelled in front-end and aesthetics, while the Gemini models showed strengths in specific areas. Ultimately, the newer Gemini showed improvements in some tasks, but not consistently across the board. It's still a work in progress, but the competition is fierce. Thanks for joining us for this coding model comparison. We'll catch you next time.
Goodbye.